What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Uptown ENT coming at you with a brand new podcast. One half of the juggernaut, I am Lo. Here as always, V.
Yeah.
I'm a dog of St. Bernard, and that dick is as hell.
Sunday, I think we missed y'all last week. It is what it is. Be busy.
This dude don't be sounding remorseful at all.
I just got back from the gym not too long ago. We did the squats and started pulling 315. I'm trying to move up with everybody else. Shit. Tired.
So at the gym you go to, like, or do they have one of those, was it a pit shark squat machine?
Bro, they got a they got three squat stations that you can get to. I mean, they had a Smith machine, but
yeah,
they got an area where you could do freestyle. Who's deadlifting over there?
Yeah,
so I could pull at 315. I'm trying to get up to 4.
Mm-hmm.
That should be tight, man. They deadlifting, man. That shit ain't no. That should be robbing your soul sometime.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on like some factors or whatever, but yeah, you definitely gonna feel it. That's why I tell anybody, if you trying to just get up in the gym and you ain't got that much time, just deadlift.
Mm-hmm.
Just do 3 sets of 5 and, you know, taking maybe like a minute rest in between, whatever. Yeah, your ass gonna be smoked.
I was like, I don't even need to do traps or barely any light exercises. This is,
yeah.
If you're doing them right,
yeah. If you I was about to say, yeah. If you're doing it right, you hitting your quads, hamstrings, glutes, shit, all the other stabilizing muscles, like you was talking about, like your traps, your lats, you know, the other back muscles or whatever, like shit. Don't you kind of like use like part of your, like your, some parts of your chest too, or at least to keep it up?
Nah, because when you go back, you should be locking, so it should be your traps and your lats. So it should all be in your back area.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if you're feeling in your chest, you might be pulling it. You might be straining something. So I'm fixing it.
Right. Well, you know, well, okay, maybe I'm thinking about something else. Like the forearms. Like, I know, like, when you lock out or whatever, and you just, you know, you there, like, you know, you may not, it's not a arm exercise, but, you know, like, yeah. Once you, like, get it up there, once you get up, like you said, to lockout position, you know, when you get past, like, the hip and everything, and it's just, like just stabilizing.
Yeah, basically, you should be looking like one of them old wrestling action figures. You know how the arms be out to the side? You could just go straight up and down. Like when they arms, that's like you should be looking when you pull up. Like them motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. I did some log press this morning, and I did a regular standing log press, and then I did I've been using the log for like my bench now, for like my flat bench and for my incline bench. I've been using that, and man, I love what it's doing to my triceps.
You should try a floor press too.
You know what, man? I don't be feeling comfortable with that floor press, and I know I could just go over and use a Smith machine for it, and you know what I'm saying? That's probably like the best thing, because man, that motherfucker floor press, dude. I'd be scared as shit. I'd be like, okay, yeah. Well, yeah, that would require me to have to talk to people. I don't want to do that.
It's on me, because I remember when I hit that 100 dumbbell on the floor press. I got scared because my shoulder was like doubled. I was like, ooh, this motherfucker almost hit me in my face.
Mm-hmm.
I pressed it above about like it increased like everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, that scared the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm. And that's why the reason why when I'm doing like just regular, when I'm doing bench with like the barbell, I don't put the collars on there because I done been caught up under that motherfucker too many times. There ain't no been nobody there. And whereas before, like you just like kind of like just like, okay, I'm gonna let this motherfucker rest on my chest and try and just push it down to like my hips or something so I can just kind of like get myself out of here. But if you got like, if you don't have them collars on, you could just go ahead, just tilt it over to the side, dip some weight off, tip it over to the side, dip the other plates off, and then get your ass up.
Yeah, I watched this one dude do that. He spilled all this. I was like, yeah, you need a spot, buddy.
Man. Yeah, man. And then another problem with me is that I go like super early in the morning because I just be trying to get it out the way, and it really ain't nobody there. So I'm like, man, I be laughing sometimes because I'm like, man, I know the motherfucking gym staff got to be looking at the damn cameras. Like, look at this nigga here.
I was looking at some people at the gym. I should be, dang. But this one we had, there'd be some women up in there that should be like, hey, I can't focus. Oh, you know you ain't got no pad in them in that little tank top.
All right, y'all send us emails. Y'all send us some emails. UptownEntBoys@gmail.com is the email. Y'all know it, y'all use it. The first email comes from Max. This email is titled New Pussy. Youngins, I've been knocking down this 19-year-old, and man, her pussy tighter than an ant's asshole. Right.
Okay.
Man, this nigga country.
I don't know how you know what that's like, but
hey man, that just sounds like some shit that somebody from Alabama would say. I think
right.
Max from Alabama. He from somewhere down there. Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas. Yeah. So thanks for that, Max. Hey, Max be getting
That's all he said.
That's it. Max be getting in and out of stuff. Max, hey, Max sent us emails like people be making statuses
Oh, Lord.
on Facebook. This next email is from hey, Jasmine. Email is titled ATL for the win.
She's talking about the verses.
Yeah, yep, it appears so. I know y'all gonna talk about the latest verses. That was a big moment for my city. As for two decades, everyone tried to make you feel like you had to pick a side, even if you didn't know anyone involved. Typical nigga shit, I know. Yup, that's it. Yup. She goes on to say, seeing them perform the song that started all this craziness to finally end it was amazing. However, don't be fooled. Gucci doesn't trust anyone and has security literally walking beside his car on the way to compound with AKs out and ready. Damn.
I saw that the hit was on IG.
Damn.
Hey, he had them two white cars. He had them two dick motherfuckers with the AKs, man. This security team.
That shit crazy, man. But you know what, though? I heard that. Oh, yeah. Jasmine signs off by saying, till next time, booze. Appreciate that, Jasmine.
Appreciate that email.
You know, P from QC, he was talking about he was in the car with Gucci afterwards. And as soon as Gucci got up in the car to head over to the club, he was like, man, I shouldn't have performed the truth, man. I shouldn't have performed that song. I was wrong as hell for that.
I mean, we got
well,
emails.
Yeah, we do. Let's go and hit these. I think we got we got two more. Let's go and hit there, but then we gonna get into it because that's gonna be a talk. damn, Max sent another email.
Okay, I knew he wasn't done.
that email was too quick.
Yeah, man. Quicker than he got in that girl's. Never mind.
This email is go ahead, man. This email titled Throat Baby. Bruhs, I usually don't fuck with this new music, but I heard that Throat Baby song and I felt like Superman with the wind to his back. Max been ghetto gagging bitches for years. If the bitch die, she die. What a glorious death on my dick. All right.
I can't even touch that. Okay.
I already know what the fuck I'm writing. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that. Okay, last
email. Is that a Meg Thee Stallion song?
It's some, I forget, it's some dude. I forget the name of the dude. I forget the name. He's some like little young dude, but it's, you know.
Is it that Sada Papa dude, whatever his name is?
Nigga, I don't know.
Repping that crazy shit.
Man, look. I just heard the song on the radio and I thought it was the funniest shit in the world. Apparently it's been out though, but I heard the song on the radio like probably 2-3 weeks ago. But I was like, damn, this was passing for love songs now. Nigga literally say sexy little bitch, sexy little hoe. I love the way you walk, love the way you talk. Let a young nigga go complain your throat. And then he be singing that throat, baby.
Trash. All right.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and just say this, lead it right there. And all of our female listeners, if y'all disagree, feel free to email in and trash me because it's me saying it. Don't y'all say nothing to me unless you want to get involved too. But if this what y'all accepted for love songs, can you really be mad when niggas ain't shit to y'all?
Right.
I'm just saying, because a nigga telling you what he about out the gate. So you can't even say niggas lying to you anymore. Which, if we being honest, back in the day, chicks knew niggas was lying. That was just part of the game.
They just went with it because they was lying too.
Hey, who? Wait a minute. So you right though? By the way, so who you think lied more now? Do you think women lie more now in the beginning of relationships, or men lie more?
Oh man, I'm gonna go on Facebook. I'm gonna say dudes be lying because the stuff the women be posting on there, the shit they be saying, they be getting from the dudes. So, that's what I'm gonna go with.
Y'all better be careful with these women out here now, man, because I done heard too many women talk about how they don't go through phones anymore because they fight niggas.
So y'all messing with these women in the same city and they all friends. Somehow they all know each other.
But see, that's the thing though. It's just, man, you know what though? But some of these dudes is like real sloppy though, because they be knowing that the chicks know each other, or they know that they got a bunch of mutual friends. Like even if they don't know each other, they know the same people. So it's kind of like you putting yourself in a fucked up situation already. Like, you know, if you gonna do it, why can't you maybe just find somebody who don't know? I don't think it's hard to find people who don't know the other person, who don't know your mate or whatever. Or at least it shouldn't be or whatever, because I'm like, damn, what kind of city you live in where everybody know everybody? I know people like to say St. Louis like that, but St. Louis ain't really like that, because there's a whole bunch of niggas in St. Louis who I don't know. Not that I'm like a known person or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a whole bunch of people in St. Louis or whatever who, you know, I may not know, but it's kind of like that 6 degrees of separation stuff. But as long as I feel like you stay out the way, people don't really know you.
True.
And, you know, it's just, I don't know, man. Just look, man. If both of y'all meeting each other and y'all single, both of y'all single, what the hell is y'all lying to each other for? Like, be honest to each other. Or even if y'all meeting each other and y'all got situations and everything, what the fuck y'all lying to each other for? Because 9 times out of 10, both of y'all got a situation. Both of y'all got somebody else who y'all fucking, even if y'all ain't currently fucking them.
They gonna come back around.
All right, we got one more email, dog. One more email. This email comes from Aaron, and this is titled Black on Black. All right.
He back on his book.
This Boom. Nigga say, he say, man, that's the way he wrote it. That big teeth nigga Gucci a textbook nigga. He say, Jeezy tried to talk some sense in his ignorant ass, and all he can say is, nigga, my outfit 10 stacks.
He sure did. And I think he was referencing the hit that he put out on him.
Oh, yeah. right. So that was all the emails. So, all right, B, let's go ahead and get it, man. Let's talk about what everybody, I guess everybody been talking about, at least in our immediate social media groups.
I don't know if they talk about it or they just upset or they
Man,
just like
I still
stupid.
see, dude,
But
I counted, dog. I saw three people this morning, three people today, this morning, still talking about this shit.
ain't nothing to talk about no more. So okay, on the media side for us, yeah, for the reaction. So like you were saying, I know Gucci said he probably shouldn't have performed that song. You know, that got like I think it was the heat of the moment.
I don't, you know what though? I don't even blame Gucci because, and a lot of people been shitting on Gucci, and I just been like getting mad at the hypocrisy of it for real. Because I'm like, wait a minute, all the number one, there's so many people out here who acting like they ain't never been Gucci fans, and
Right.
I'm like, nah, dude, I think like me, you, and probably Will are the only people who probably really didn't fuck with Gucci until like, you know, the past like 5 years. When he had his latest stint in jail and he didn't got out of that nigga seemed to be like acting like he got some damn sense now. Cause I know I ain't fuck with Gucci back in like 2005. Like, I mean,
So,
I heard So Icy, but I was just like, whatever. And the last thing I heard from, and the next thing I heard from Gucci after that was like, I ain't even heard Route One. I heard the next Gucci song after I heard after So Icy, because I really wasn't checking for dude, was that damn was The Truth. And
yeah,
then,
they're
you know, you would hear
freestyling.
like, yeah, you would hear like different songs, like you would hear like different songs like Freaky Girl and all that shit or whatever he would drop, and then a nigga kept on getting re-locked up over and over again.
The
And
dude had
then
like 30 mixtapes.
yeah, so I mean, but people like, yeah, man, Jeezy a grown man, Gucci need to grow up. I'm like, y'all niggas acting like y'all wasn't the same ones who you know, let's be honest, man. Most people was tuning in. I think they said they like 2 million, like over 2 million people tuned into their verses. Dude, if we're gonna be honest, man, let's keep it a buck. Most people who tuned in to that thing tuned in because they was expecting for some shit to pop off.
Yeah, I was one of them.
So here's my thing, though. How you gonna sit up and talk some, yeah, Gucci need to grow up? Nigga, you was tuning in because you want to see Gucci pop off. So you can't be like, that nigga need to grow up when you're part of the problem too.
So if Jeezy would have popped back, then you'd have been like, yeah, get him, Jeezy. You ought to be.
Man,
That's
but you know
how I
what?
feel.
Did you see people's reaction like during like especially like when he started off and he played round one? And people was like laughing and shit like that. And we're like, oh, he called that nigga a pussy. We got a nigga pussy to his face or whatever. Ah, this nigga Jeezy weak.
Yeah,
But this
because
go ahead.
that's why I was like, how many more pussy he gonna be before he snap, man? This shit crazy. Like he for real, he mad, he still hurt.
And he got his mud. He got every right to still be hurt, dude. Like I know the story kind of like still changes or whatever on if you know the on if Jeezy people came there to just rob Gucci because Jeezy did say in the song he said it say strapped or whatever like hey you know I got 10 bands for whoever give me this nigga chain and you know what I'm saying so you can go ahead and say well them niggas was just there to rob him or whatever but shit how the fuck he supposed to know that they just gonna rob him and. Motherfuckers talking about Jeezy need Gucci need to grow up rather. And I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? Like, dude, have you ever had a motherfucker try and kill you or rob you? Like, it ain't no coming back from that shit.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? You try to tell
Oh,
somebody
but
that they
so.
so I think for as much credit as we're giving Jeezy, you know what I'm saying? I think people giving well, at least to me, I'm giving Jeezy credit for keeping his cool during all of that because, yeah, he could have had popped off. He could have had played Stay Strapped and let it go ahead and just be a fucking brawl up in there.
It's crazy because I feel bad. I'm about to get off the subject right now because this shit just popped in my head. It was so this cat Jeezy put a hit out on Gucci Man, Hey, Gucci Bad told that story, right?
Mm-hmm.
How he killed his homeboy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let's talk about Soulja Boy's story where he got robbed.
Hey, go ahead, man. Go
ahead. What is dude telling? I didn't even trip off of that at first. Like, this dude, Soulja Boy told the same story. Why are you faking?
He said, niggas come to me, and I'm like, pow, 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 hit a nigga in the face.
And I was like, pow. And I hit, and I went to the random stairs and to the door. I'm like, damn, didn't Gucci Man do that shit? Did he pop poop? I was like, oh, man.
You over there connecting them dots, dog?
Hell yeah, good. I ain't gonna let that go, man. Soulja Boy, get a clown.
I think the best part about that Soulja Boy interview was hearing that nigga jewelry clang up against, and it was like, man, what the fuck, like, jewelry sound like that? I ain't no jewelry person, so I don't know if it's supposed to sound like that or not.
It just sounded like some shit you got out the claw machine.
That shit sound like some motherfucking pots in your kitchen banging together.
Like, this shit get some wind chimes on.
I like that, dog. You on a roll today. Niggas like wind chimes. I like that. I hit a nigga's leg. I'm like, wow, I'm rolling around. Didn't that nigga say he did like a furl roll or something? I'm like, this nigga motherfucking action hero now.
You don't know how to shoot no gun. Like, I'm thinking about the gun he talking about. I'm like, ain't no way you do that shit. That gun would have jumped out of your hand.
And then the way, like, when he was reenacting it, I guess reenacting it, quote unquote, the way wasn't he holding it like sideways too?
Yeah, man.
And then, wait a minute. He had more than one gun, right? Like, wasn't he like, what this nigga like doing like some John Woo type shit?
I was thinking of the Matrix the whole time. I was like, this motherfucker.
All right, man.
After seeing what happened to other gay rappers and stuff, and they end up, yeah, no, Soulja Boy. He was trained to kill. He was living up to his name.
Oh, man.
Like, well, pictures, Eminem song. I'm a soldier playing in the background. He's doing all that. Okay.
Oh man! Shout out, big Gucci Draco. Well, I don't know what this nigga. Okay.
But yeah, man, Gucci man, he had to get all that stuff off his chest. That's my opinion. Like, he should have played true. Like, who else gonna do that in front of their rivals? They ain't gonna play no diss track in front of their rival. He did that shit. That was gangster, like, you know.
Dude, he played two diss tracks in front of his rival and kept talking shit during the whole thing.
He had a freestyle diss track he started off the show with. I'm like, oh, y'all, this gonna be good.
Dude, you can tell just out the gate what time both of them was on. Like, Jeezy was on, like, man, I've been and moved past this, which is easy for you to say you moved past this because you just like, nigga, my homeboy got killed. And I ain't fucking with that nigga no more.
Man,
go ahead.
I ain't even read it. I meant to look for it. So I heard, what's his name, Pookie Loke's son has spoke out about what Gucci was saying. And he was talking about both of them. I ain't get a chance to look it up, though.
Yeah, man.
Boy, I'm like, ooh. He might have taken it too far on that part. Hey, but me and you was talking about that in the text message. That what if he said that? What was gonna happen? I was like, you gotta fight.
And Jeezy's because everybody been commending Jeezy for, like, you know, being strong and stuff like that and being peaceful, keeping peace and stuff. But Jeezy says something that is kind of profound, though. Well, not profound, but it's just like, really, it's grown man talk. But I'm just like, it's nice of y'all to finally be on grown man time. Because normally when it's really just because they like Jeezy, because it's plenty of other rappers who've been on grown man talk or whatever. Y'all be like, don't nobody want to hear that shit, nigga. Jeezy was like, look, man, that shit was like 20 years ago. It was like 20 years ago. And I'm just, you know, he's like, man, look, man, I ain't the same person I was back then. And, you know, I got so much to lose now. So if I jump, I'm going to lose so much that I got going on. And I'm just like, dude, it ain't even worth it.
Nope.
But I did, man, I ain't going front, man. I did. You did see how Jeezy was like, man, look, dude, I done let you get all this other shit off all night. But you doing that song or whatever, like you could tell the way that Jeezy was kind of like talking to him. He was like, man, he was, you know, he wasn't even coming to him on no rah-rah shit, but he was, you know, I got the feeling that he was kind of like letting him know, like, Nick, it can go there if you want to, but I ain't trying to do all that. I'm just trying to let you know that, you know, look at all this violence that we'd had in hip hop recently. And, you know, we need to do something else.
Right.
So I respect that. I respect both of them. I respect number one, Jeezy for even, I mean, Gucci, man, I keep on mix up these niggas' names. Gucci for even agreeing to show up and do something like that. And then, you know what I'm saying, just, you got to respect Jeezy as well for, I guess, kind of like, you know, I guess being the adult or whatever, or, you know, not really being an adult. Respect him for being kind of like, look, man, I'm gonna look at all here, because it would seem like the majority of the verses he was just letting Gucci just get it all out, because he was like, man, look, man, get all this up out of you, because we gonna leave that shit right here.
It ain't like
they gotta be like the best of friends and shit like that or whatever. Motherfuckers also, oh man, they gonna start doing music again together, dude. It ain't even about all that to me. It's about like, okay, can both of y'all coexist in Atlanta? You know what I'm saying? Can both of y'all crews stand down and y'all crews ain't out here beefing and fighting with each other? Or, you know what I'm saying? Ain't like y'all got to be the best of friends and shit like that or whatever, because I don't think that that's realistic. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't want them to do no songs together. I don't want to hear no Jeezy and Gucci Mane song. Gucci Mane, to me, he kind of on a whole nother level. I mean, with his music right now, even though they with features, but I mean, he got that whole group that he promoting. He got people underneath him. He getting paid from like five different artists.
Gucci is definitely like a way better A&R than Jeezy. Gucci referenced several times during the verses that, like, dude, like, man, you ain't even playing no current shit. Like, when the last time you had a hit?
Mm.
And it was like, he got a point, though. He got a point, though. And that's nothing that made me kind of upset with these people who was hyping up Jeezy the entire night. I'm like, y'all niggas ain't listened to a recent Jeezy song in years. In years, because every time I bring up, man, like, look, man, like, yeah, man, like, every time I bring up, like, what was that, like, Church in These Streets, when Jeezy dropped that a few years back, motherfuckers like, nah, man, fuck all that, don't nobody want to hear that bullshit. I'm like, why is it when niggas be talking some positive shit, y'all don't want to hear it? And even the next day, when the Recession 2 came out, I ain't heard nobody this whole weekend talking about the Recession 2.
Shit, whack.
Now, I mean, yeah, I mean, I ain't listen to it, so I mean,
it's music you can golf to.
Damn, who said that?
It's music you can golf to.
Did you just come up with that on your own?
Yeah.
Damn, you prolific.
Mm. This is golf music. You ain't trapping no more. Par four.
So what do you, what were your biggest highlights of the night? Like, did you, you know, what songs were you like, man, that song right there, like, you know, ended, damn near ended everything, besides, like, you know, like, man, I guess the truth and all that?
Gucci was tripping, man. He played the songs at the wrong times, I guess. Mm. I guess you just don't know. I don't know if they get, like, a list or something that they could see, but, you know, Jeezy got him with his whole one-on-ones, and that's what I was saying. I'm like, I mean, of course he gonna beat Gucci with Trap one-on-one. He's a play. He barely made it out that CD.
I
I'm like,
think
of course, beats hit. And even though they're a majority of them are the same.
I
And he
think
told the
Gucci
same.
I think you saw like a different contrast in styles, whereas Jeezy came in and Jeezy was more methodical with his. Like you could tell Jeezy actually had his set list planned out. He like, look, no matter what this motherfucker play or whatever he say, this the song we doing next. And he wasn't letting Gucci take him out of his zone. You heard you ever heard like with Gucci, he was like, man, go ahead. He was like, man, play some of my current shit, man. I don't even care what it is, man. Play Wake Up in the Sky, some shit. And I was like, what? I'm like, so this, I'm like, this nigga really didn't plan shit. He was just like, I'm doing, he probably, he didn't plan past round one, quote unquote,
I was surprised he played an OJ the Juice Man song.
Yeah.
I was vibing to that. A lot of Gucci new shit is it's just got a different vibe to it. I mean, it hit, but it ain't gonna hit like Jeezy's 101 beats on that song. But they might be like lyrics and the shit he talking about is probably better because it ain't no who the Trap King or the Snowman in these streets and every different song. And I've been Trapper of the Year 4 years in a row and shit.
It's Big Snow.
That big stand.
One thing I did not realize though until last night, well, not last night, shit. I'm acting like this shit just happened last night. Until like, after the verses, dude, it is so many motherfucking celebrities, so many other rappers who don't fuck with Jeezy.
Yeah, because of Big Meech, BMF.
I'm like, nigga, like, I mean, taking 50 out of it, because 50 always looking for a reason to make fun of somebody. But like I knew about the stuff with him and Freddie Gibbs, because Freddie Gibbs was signed to CTE, and then you know what I'm saying, some stuff happened, and then whatever, and them niggas been going back and forth. Well, really it's been Freddie Gibbs going at Jeezy for years or whatever.
He's probably responded.
But nigga, I did not know that 21 Savage don't fuck with Jeezy.
That says Zone 6.
Oh. Yeah, I guess that makes sense then.
He called him, and then I think he called him a pussy in the video. He was like, "Nah." He was like,
Yeah,
"Gucci."
he got him a pussy on that Savage model too.
And he is 21. I don't know what 21 says. Is he a blood? That's probably another one.
I mean, you tell me, you the motherfucking gang oracle.
I was trying to figure out because he ain't never like expressed that in any other song. Zone 6, I guess.
I guess Zone 6 stick together, shit.
And apparently Jeezy big crip, but Jeezy ain't claiming that.
Man, one thing I will say, this nigga 50 better be careful getting involved in beefs that ain't got nothing to do with him, because he apparently took that on himself to go with to make Instagram posts, because this nigga ain't making no music, to make Instagram posts about Jeezy, because when Southwest T got released, and he was posting all that shit or whatever. Yeah, Southwest T said that so and so owe him some money, and nigga, let T handle that shit.
Let T handle that, let Big Meech handle it, let all of them cats, because 50 ain't no real gangster. You gotta realize that.
Because you get involved in some shit with like, dude, them down south niggas do not play. Like, you can do all that shit in New York or whatever, because them niggas is scared of you. And apparently New York niggas just let whatever happen these days. Which I'm gonna talk about it in the TV section, but I watched that Tekashi 6ix9ine doc on Hulu.
I was wondering who was gonna watch. I should have watched. I didn't know you was watching.
But yeah, that dude better be careful, man, because it's like, man, I don't know, man. I just feel like this. I feel like at any moment, them BMF dudes could have a sit down and everything could be okay, and then 50 gonna be the one out in the cold. Because if it's one thing we've seen with Jeezy over these past few years, Jeezy has an ability. I don't know. I don't know if it's just strictly because he a real one, but like, think of all these disagreements that Jeezy's had. He had the disagreement with Ross, and then he straightened that shit out. Like, he was just like, man, look, me and Ross, you know what I'm saying? I met Ross, like, out at a restaurant. He had, like, his whole crew there, and I just walked in, like, solo, and I'm like, look, man, if me and you got a problem, let's go ahead and chop that up or whatever. Like, we probably still might have a problem afterwards, but let's go ahead and figure out, can this problem be solved? And if it can't be solved, cool. And you know what I'm saying? That's one thing Ross said that he really respected about Jeezy. He was like, dude just rolled up like solo. He rolled into the lion's den solo and was like, look, man, I'm a man, you a man. Let's go ahead and figure out how we can fix this situation. And if we can't fix it, you stay out of my way, I'll stay out of yours.
Jeezy had a sniper on the rooftop. That's what that was.
Nigga, this like the fucking movies.
Does Jeezy be acting like that shit?
Nigga, all right, here we go.
He ain't stupid.
Nigga, he had Ross.
Ross.
He had
sunglasses on.
All right,
Ross the Godfather. That's how you be talking. He be killing me in his damn YouTube videos, man. When he was talking about this Dago versus. Yeah.
I had Gucci on one side and Jeezy on the other.
I got this bottle of whatever the fuck he was drinking. I said, this dude, man, he needed his TV show.
It was lemon pepper everywhere. Lemon pepper all through the area.
You see, I got my Don Perry and all this other shit. Man.
You know Ross gon' Ross, man.
What was I about to say? Yeah, that dude Big Meech, I didn't know he was out of jail. Cause you know he did that interview and they asked him. He was like, he still mess with Jeezy music. He just don't like Jeezy as a person. He said he got one joke off. He was like, the homo community like Jeezy.
So, I mean, so why don't they like Jeezy? Because they feel like Jeezy ain't look out enough when they was right. In jail.
He was, okay, let's say me and you, like just doing a crime together, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm in it for, like, for all the stuff. And when the shit hit the fan, I just ran. Because Lefty, that's what he did. When that whole BMF guy started getting taken down, he ran.
Nigga, hey, man, look. See, this is why I don't like commenting on street nigga shit. And that's why I feel like a lot of people shouldn't comment on street nigga shit. Because I'm like, nigga, what's wrong with that? I don't want to go to jail.
And that's why we don't do this.
Exactly. That's why we stay the fuck out of that shit.
Because I think we said this on a few shows. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, nope. You want to cook this? Nope, I ain't cooking nothing.
I ain't cooking shit, nigga. And I'm calling the police if you keep on.
I ain't going to jail. I just like, hey, just leave me out of it. I don't know nothing about it. Don't
exactly.
Do your dirt. You got it.
Leave me alone, nigga.
Right.
And damn, okay.
If I got to take you somewhere, we rolling and empty your pockets before you get my card.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I just seen plenty of niggas get set up like that.
And we damn. Nowhere.
Right with you.
I'll meet you there.
That's wild. Okay.
Yeah, that's that street stuff. I mean, I guess we can comment on looking on the outside. Because that's enough. They do the interview. So apparently that's a no-no.
You ain't supposed to do interviews talking about that shit? Well, yeah, that does seem like that's a violation of street code.
So.
Like, them motherfuckers be going on Vlad and shit and be telling their whole life story. And I'm like, nigga. Really?
Vlad about to come out with a whole book probably with everybody's memoirs.
You know, he been getting some back. Well, I guess, before we go to that, we got anything else for the verses, or we pretty much wrapped it up?
The verses, this verses, man, gonna be hard to top. I'm gonna tell y'all, I've been saying this all week. This verses was dope because them motherfuckers was sitting there talking to each other for about 10 minutes, life stories and stuff, except when the truth came out. Other than that, I think that's how the verses should be. A. Do your song. All right, my turn. You can do your little 2 second intro behind the song. Jeezy's side seemed a little bit more planned, like you said. Because, you know, when he was talking after the truth, he said for two and for show, and he went to his rap song. I'm like, okay.
So it was almost like he probably knew, which I mean, Gucci had even said it. he was like, nigga, I told you we can't do shit if it ain't gonna be street. If I can't play the truth, nigga, I told you I wasn't gonna do this shit. So it was kind of like he already had that plan, like, okay, this nigga gonna play the truth and I'm gonna go ahead and jump right into this.
Mm-hmm. But all in all, man, this one gonna be hard to top. When y'all do these verses, please don't sit there and talk to each other all night. We got shit to do. Just play the songs and keep it moving.
Nigga, they got ended out that motherfucking what, like an hour and 30?
Yeah, I was like, it's over. Put the bulletproof coat on. This a wrap.
Nigga, Jeezy, with Gucci, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I don't care what nobody say. They was checking people and shit. Gucci had a fucking gun on him. That's why his ass wasn't sitting down.
Right. And they making fun of this dude waiting. I'm like, man, we in a damn pandemic, dog. Leave that dude alone. Mm-hmm. He look like he about to turn into the old Gucci. But I'm like, man, shit.
Mm-hmm. I did, but you know what though? I think, and it was almost like, man, I felt like I had the sixth sense, man. I felt like what's my man Haley Joel Osment, man. I felt like I could see things because we was up in the group chat, and I was like, yeah, I was like, damn, dog. So I guess this means we ain't gonna hear so icy. And I'd be damned if them niggas didn't hit it like a minute later.
Yeah, in the group chat and text message, I think we predict this whole battle.
Them niggas hit so icy. I was like, man, because I ain't gonna front, dog. I was scared as shit when Jeezy was saying up there. He was like, nigga, I'm gonna tell you like this, nigga. We can either go ahead and do it one time, or we can go ahead and leave it here. Nigga, I was like, oh shit.
And this dude, Jeezy, man, he changed up his like his dialogue. Not dialogue. What is it? His speech pattern is different. I watched him do so many interviews after this. He don't sound nothing like that. He brought the street Jeezy out. I'm gonna tell you like this, man. Like, where is Jeezy at on these records?
he trying to evolve.
Hey, I was jamming to that so icy. I was like, yeah,
nigga. So I love that shit, man. I love that shit, man. They had my man Lil Will on the hook.
Yeah.
Singing like, his fucking heart out.
They played this song. It's a tie. Fuck you. I don't even care.
But that I think that's the only way that shit could have had ended. Cause it's just, man, for real, I think that's the way shit like that needs to end, because it just lets people know, people who ain't got nothing involved, who ain't even involved in the situation. Because at the end of the day, it's them two men involved in it. All y'all other motherfuckers who like you said, like, oh, well, He from my neighborhood, so I'm gonna back him or whatever. But nigga, you ain't got nothing to do with that situation, so you probably should just stay the fuck out the way.
Right, because you're gonna be looking stupid when they friends and you not.
Exactly, because now you just see they made peace or whatever. So what, you about to get online and still keep? I don't give a fuck what that nigga Gucci said. I don't give a fuck about no motherfucking peace, man. It's still fuck Jeezy. I'm still mad, nigga. How you mad? That wasn't. That again, that shit ain't had nothing to do with you. You probably wasn't even living in Atlanta at that time.
Right, he was probably born in 99 anyways.
Yeah, I'm like, nigga, you ain't know what the fuck was going on or whatever, but you taking sides and shit. Like, I don't know, man. It's just, niggas.
So I say.
Yeah. So, but yeah, happy didn't nobody get killed, because there's been enough violence in rap here lately with King Von getting, King Von passing, Mo3 out of Dallas passing, and then Boosie getting shot in his leg while he was at like a vigil for Mo3, who was his artist, and then he got shot in his leg, and you know, I've been hearing conflicting reports about like he got complications from getting shot in his leg. And they talking about his leg might need to be amputated or something.
So was that meant for him? I know bullets ain't got no name on it. It's straight. Was that meant for him, or was that meant for somebody else?
Nobody knows. Like you said, man, shit, ain't nobody that came out and like took credit for it or anything. So maybe it wasn't meant for him or whatever. Maybe motherfuckers was just firing.
Yeah, I was just like, who's trying to kill Boosie, dude? He ain't do nothing but help these motherfuckers out with cash. He just be on Instagram wild enough.
I think also Boosie did say a couple of things about he said a couple of things about like, yeah, man, it was Mo3's own people who was setting him up. So a couple probably people probably felt the way about that too. Mm. And then another thing I feel like need to stop, man. Motherfuckers was all up in Yellow Beezy's, all up on his Instagram live, all up in his mentions or whatever. Like, nigga, why you ain't saying nothing about Mo3 getting killed? Y'all do know them niggas had beef. Them niggas had real life beef too. So it's kind of like you've been beefing with this person for years. And even if you didn't have anything to do with them, you didn't have anything to do with their death. What you supposed to say at that point? Because you still probably thinking about like, yeah, man, this nigga, yeah, he dead, but this nigga that tried to kill me multiple times, he didn't, you know, me and this nigga and our crews, they had like multiple brawls and just like fights break out every time we see each other. So y'all got to quit with like, nigga, but he died. Yeah, he died like an hour ago. What the fuck you want me to say, nigga? I need to process this shit.
Right.
And then no matter what he would have said, it wasn't going to be good enough. He could have came out and been like, damn, RIP Mo3. And then, you know, I know we had our differences, but RIP to that man. And y'all niggas still would have been in his mentions like, nigga, you had something to do with it. What you sorry for? So it's like, it's like you can't win. It's like people just want you to say something just so they can start picking it apart. You know what I'm saying?
Right. They just need to stop with the gangster shit, man. Obviously, it ain't working out for y'all.
Exactly.
When y'all get to the money. When y'all actually get to the money, the legit way is not working out for y'all.
Yeah. I mean, and then on top of that, why do you think that, you know what I'm saying, a lot of these people trying to get into the gangster lifestyle, but why do you think niggas who was born and raised in the gangster, in the struggle, man, they be... Most of them, when they get out, they be like, man, I'm leaving. I'm not ever living in this city again. I'm going to go live in Beverly Hills or somewhere or whatever, because they like, nigga, I don't want to be in a fucking hood. Like, I know what the hood like.
It's just easy to get in trouble.
Yep. And you know, Boosie has even said himself, he's like, man, look, man, like, he's like, man, I had to get out of Baton Rouge because, you know, Baton Rouge, you know, they just be, as soon as you get like a little bit of buzz, motherfuckers be trying to kill you. Motherfuckers be trying to come up and rob you with some shit. Be trying to get some clout off of you. Oh, yeah. All right. So let me talk about this Vlad thing. So I don't know if you heard the latest scuttlebutt about Vlad. he been getting taken to task for lately. I know Godfrey fried him. Royce the 5'9" and got in his ass. DL Hughley, Lord Jamar has got in his ass too and said he not doing no more interviews with him no more. Mison has also got in his ass too. Apparently, well, you know, as you know, Vlad got people he don't like. And with Vlad having people he don't like, you can always tell when Vlad don't like somebody because he be so quick to interview people who don't get along with that person.
Like
Eminem, like
him because he won't do an interview with him.
That's all it is with Vlad. Vlad be like, if you don't want to do an interview with me, then I don't like you. And I'm like, nigga, that shit childish. It's just like, maybe they don't fuck with like your brand of entertainment.
Right.
But he don't like M. He don't like Ice Cube. He don't like Nas. Like he been shitting on Nas for years. Even after Nas dropped King's Disease this summer, a great album, and you know what I'm saying, and that erased like a lot of the things that people say about Nas, which Nas picks bad beats. I'm like, nigga, that's the producer's job to make the beat sound good. They ain't got nothing to do with Nas. Right. Nas do his job by getting on there and rapping, by having like beats, by having like, you know, that God flow and stuff like that. So apparently he don't like Louis Farrakhan either. And that's what's led to all this stuff here recently, because he took some comments that Minister Louis Farrakhan made, and he twisted them around to be anti-Semitic. And I'm like, dude, now look, man, if you want to go on ahead and look, if you're looking for some anti-Semitic comments that Minister Farrakhan has made, nigga, you ain't got to look very far. You ain't got to make up shit, because look, Farrakhan has said some anti-Semitic shit before. So you ain't got to go make up shit. And I think that was what everybody was kind of like mad about and shit like that, because apparently I noticed, but apparently Royce the 5'9" and Vlad was cool, but Royce like, nah, man, I can't fuck with you no more.
And he rocking with Louis Farrakhan.
He talking about one of his idols. And then, you know, like Godfrey was like the same way. Godfrey and Lord Jamal was like, dude, like, and they said they went and confronted Vlad because they were still doing interviews with him. And they said they went and confronted Vlad. And they was like, man, what the fuck, dude? Like, man, you gotta apologize for that shit. And Vlad's reasoning for not apologizing was, well, the video that I put up where I said that, it's got like millions of views on it. So why would I apologize? Because the video's making money. And I'm like, what? That's what it means to you?
Fuck your video.
It's just so stupid, man. But you know what, though, man? I've been saying it for years that niggas need to quit fucking with Vlad. They need to quit fucking with Vlad, because Vlad be getting motherfuckers, he be getting motherfuckers jail time. Because it's almost like this motherfucker is police or something. Like, the way that he just keep on asking about shit, and it's like, nigga, I told you I'm not talking about that.
And keep going and get you to criminate yourself, man.
He be trying to double back around and ask about the shit. Just like, nigga, leave me alone.
I just got up, took my mic off. I'm like, yeah, this interview done. Go ahead and go back to interviewing Michael Jai White. And then dig it, John Sally, shit.
Hey, the motherfucker John Sally interviews. I was like, this nigga talking like he's somebody.
Man.
Oh, man. All right. So, what you want to do next, B? You want to go ahead and sports, or you want to go on ahead and talk about film and TV? Your choice.
We can hit sports.
All right. So. Really ain't really much been going. I mean, really, only thing in sports is like NBA.
Nah, nigga, last night you see the UFC match last night.
I saw the highlights. You talking about Joaquin Buckley?
Nigga, first of all, I ain't know nothing about Joaquin Buckley until last night. And then when I heard he was from here, I was like, okay, I'm all with it. Nigga, that motherfucker knockout. Jesus Christ.
That dude Jack, too. Dang, he got that Mike Tyson like swing. Like,
so how much, what weight class is he in? How much does he weigh?
He 185.
He 185, and he look like that? That nigga look like he at least 225.
He walk around 185. That's his walk around weight, because you can look at him and tell he ain't cutting no weight.
That nigga, Jack, like, how tall is that nigga? He can't be that tall then, looking like that.
He about, I want to say about 6'2".
For real?
Yeah.
Nigga, that nigga look huge, dog. Pause.
Hey, that dude. You can look at him and tell he ain't cutting no weight. Look at the damn cardio he got.
Man.
In that weight class. And he be, I was like, dang, he had that dude while he had his hands up. And he put them hands down and he just kind of stared at him for a second and got dropped. I'm like, He like a Roy Jones and Mike Tyson. Like,
he like a hybrid. He like if Roy and Mike had a baby.
That's that motherfucker. Man. He about to fight it. He trying to get at this other local fighter dude that's been in the UFC for a minute. They've been going back and forth. Mm-hmm. I think that's going down in January. I'm like, man, if he keep that same energy, like, because I'll watch fights like that. When they ain't scared to throw
mm-hmm.
and keep the action going, yeah.
Niggas, I mean, he got a fan in me, dog. Like, I ain't know nothing about this dude beforehand. Like I said, that's why I'm like, I gotta ask B about this, because I know, you know, you really enthralled in UFC and everything, and you know, just a combat sport thing, because you got that background in it too. So I'm like, man, I gotta ask B about this dude. I'm like, yeah, we might have one.
Him, and then you gotta look at the girl, Shevchenko.
Now, see, I need to see the highlights for the ladies.
Yeah, they be bad, man. Some of them girls outside the UFC, man. This is a Reddit page called MMA Babes. I don't know if anybody follows it, but yeah, I don't know where they be finding these pictures from. And these, well, some of them MMA girls got OnlyFans page, and they be posting them on there. And some of them look like dogs, but some of them, man, I'd be like, golly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she thick like that. I can't, because you know they be cutting weight too, and it's hard to tell. But man, they just ain't regular out. Whew.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them kind of built like Gina Carano.
Mm-hmm. They as my man DJ Chose would say, they thick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's why I'll be following Reddit, because then, you know, Reddit, it's I don't know who on that page, they be asking them for a preview for their OnlyFans page and posting on that.
They be doing them motherfucking rips on Reddit, man. That's why I'm like, I don't understand how people be paying for OnlyFans. I'm like, dude, all you gotta do is, man, if the chick is hot enough, somebody done ripped her shit and put it on Reddit.
Yep, they getting permission to now. They asking for like a teaser, and they, you know, you get the teaser and they put it on there. I'm like, that's all I need to see. I ain't paying for shit.
Right, nigga. I got enough damn bills, man. I refuse to pay for porn, nigga.
Nah, them motherfuckers spending thousands of dollars on that. I didn't see some of them price packages they got. I'm like, man, who the fuck buying this shit?
Man,
$20 for this bunch, $125, you get all of it. I'm like, ooh, y'all I think tripping,
I think, man, and this ain't no shade to nobody, because it ain't my money, so get it how you live. But honestly, man, I think it's just lame dudes who mind it. Because I'm like, dude, like, are you just not getting any attention from women? Are you not getting any sex? Like, can you not pull any kind of woman? Like, not even a quote-unquote ugly woman?
I guess they like looking at the chicks on Reddit.
Nah, fuck all that, dude. You better take your ass to Pornhub.
Girls are Reddit, but I don't know. Not Reddit. My OnlyFans.
My OnlyFans or just OnlyFans. Damn, you sound that old.
Right. Tripping. I'm getting it.
The OnlyFans.
I don't know. You look, listen, here you go. Let me throw the, I'm finna throw the wrench in it. If Megan Thee Stallion had an OnlyFans.
I'm still not doing it, dog. Dude, if I ain't do it for fucking Cardi, because somebody gonna upload that shit, somebody gonna rip it.
Somewhere, yeah. We already know Megan. We just watched her twerk. You know, she got that new song, Body. Like, what's it called? Body Adi. And Taraji P. Henson and them twerking, too.
Oh, for real? Nah, I ain't know this. This is not bad.
Yeah, she pulled Taraji P. in there, and then, you know, I done got on Twitter, and then, well, she was kind of big. She was acting goofy to the song. What's that? Big Lotto.
Yeah, Mulatto.
Which is her Twitter page, Big Lotto. I'm like, here this chick go. She was twerking to it, too.
She was twerking to that joint.
She was acting goofy, though.
Hey, man, look, man. I ain't saying nothing bad about no motherfucking Big Lotto, man, because Big Lotto, her motherfucking favorite rapper, Gucci, she talking about that's what inspired her, so I think she kind of crazy.
Man, I saw a clip of her on what's that show? That Jermaine
Dupri show. She was on Growing Up Hip Hop or something like that.
When first of all, how old is that show? Because she looked. Because I'll be trying to compare like this. Yeah, it worked out.
It's been on for some years. I mean, I would assume so, because she, from what I remember when I did first see her on that show, she did not. She. I mean, you can still tell it's her, but she ain't have all that with her.
Mm-hmm. She built like Nicki Minaj was back in the day on that show. No shade to her. I'm just saying, like, unless she just like blossoms. But yeah, she's about to throw down with that girl, Peaches, or whatever her name is on the show.
Hey, I'm glad you said her name. I was gonna call that chick Apple. I'm like, I know it's something fruit related.
Yeah, I think it's it's like, oh yeah, ain't nobody messing with Big Lotto.
Big Lotto got him shook.
Mm-hmm. Man, the rappers be killing me with the when they got the name and they be rhyming with it and then all of their songs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, she one of them.
Hey, you know what though, man? I don't know. Is that like a Southern rapper thing? Because you know, Pimp C used to do that shit all the time. Yeah. A-Ball, MJG did it. Hell, I can't even say Southern rap now because Too Short did it. Snoop did it.
Snoop D-O-Double-G.
I mean, I guess that's better than doing what people have got on Game for years about saying other people's names.
Oh yeah.
So, I don't know, man. Damn.
What type of, we was on sports, weren't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we was on sports. Oh, yeah. NBA free agency. I know the Lakers have made a couple of moves. They signed Wesley Matthews, and they signed my man Montrezl Harrell, which I think you're going to like him, B. He played with the Clippers last year. Don't hate him because of that.
I ain't going to hate him. Like, he came over, I was like, oh, man. They trying to run it back. That's why I said they got him. This Dwight Howard left. I'm like, man, get your punk ass out the tee.
Well, did he leave or did they just not re-sign him? Because I thought he just had to leave. 1 year.
He took a veteran. He took a veteran pay, which is $2 million.
Yeah, he took that minimal.
And then they signed this motherfucker Montrezl for like 40. Then they signed him for like 40 something.
Yeah, but you got to think about it, though. Montrezl is younger or whatever, so they had to lock him onto a multi-year deal.
Yeah. I'd have been looking like, wait a minute.
Because Dwight, at this stage of Dwight's career, he only getting one-year deals, man. Nobody signing him to nothing more than a year. Same thing with Melo. Melo re-signed with the Trailblazers for the veterans minimum.
He might pop off this year, man. He I don't know. I think he better off. Man, he can't play with the Lakers.
Nigga, he might be better off. I was going to say, man, because you're going to be cussing him out all year, and I'm going to be like, nigga, I told you.
He might be better off with KD in there. I would say that he could be the backup.
Yeah, he has to accept, which I think he's accepted it now, that he'll come off the bench. He has to accept that he's coming off the bench. Like, his days of starting and getting 30 plus minutes a game, that's over with, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Your man Rajon Rondo signed with the Hawks. He signed a 2-year deal with the Hawks.
He ain't lead. He left the Lakers.
Yeah.
Oh, so you just gonna take your ring and run, huh?
I mean, man,
you gonna go to the Hawks?
Hey, man, so here's my thing, though. I got a big problem with Rajon Rondo because Rajon Rondo talks so much shit about Ray Allen going to go play with LeBron in Miami. And he was like, I just can't forget that dude because, you know, because we used to go to war with LeBron and stuff like that, and then you're going to go over there with the enemy. And he like, because Rajon Rondo used to talk shit about LeBron, even well after, you know, Rajon Rondo had left the Celtics and everything. He was like, I still don't fuck with LeBron. But I'm like, yeah, he got you that ring, though. He got you another ring.
Man, he ain't gonna get no more rings. He went over to the Hawks.
Yeah, nigga, how many times you gonna ask me this? Yes. It's like, you can't believe it.
I expected that from Dwight Howard to go somewhere to die, but
you know what though? I think the Lakers was only trying to offer a 1-year deal, and Rajon wanted like multiple years, so that's why he just went over to the Hawks.
That motherfucking career almost over.
Tristan Thompson, he finally left the Cavaliers.
Where he going?
To Boston.
Hmm.
Which Tristan ain't nobody, man. If it is one thing I gotta say, that
people need to go on ahead and be, if you want to be mad about LeBron for anything, like with his like politicking and stuff like that, be mad at that. He got Tristan Thompson paid. He got Tristan Thompson like $100 million contract. And then he got the Cavs to sign Tristan Thompson to $100 million contract because he was like, man, I like Tristan. Tristan, my guy. And then that nigga still left.
Hey, he got paid.
Nigga, I'd be ready to shoot the fade with that nigga.
And Tristan Bryant ain't mad either. He was like, hey, I got that money.
Right. Tristan, like, man, thanks, dog. But I'm talking about, like, people like who was in the Cavs front office because, you know what that was. That was just like another final fuck you to the Cavs. Like, yeah, nigga, I won y'all a title. And I'm still gone. And guess what? I'm going to have y'all sign my bum ass boy to a damn near max contract. And I'm out.
And they can't sign nobody else.
Nigga, right. I'm like, nigga. All right, man, I had to take that nigga to court or something. We be on people's court or some shit. Nigga, I'd be like Trump and Rudy Giuliani with these motherfucking election lawsuits.
Motherfuckers, man. I forgot. Oh, well, Houston, what's going on with your team?
Man, nigga, death. they signed some dude, I forget his first name, but his last name is Wood. He is Christian Wood. Yeah, that's his name. He's like a hybrid center / combo forward. He played with the Pistons. He played with the Pistons for a couple of years or whatever. I mean, you know, it sounds like a three year, like $40 million deal. I mean, he's serviceable. He's a big, because after the Pistons traded Andre Drummond last season, he kind of like stepped in and filled Andre Drummond's role. He went from like backup to starter. He was serviceable. I think he averaged a little bit over 20 points a game, about 10 rebounds. He's serviceable. He's good. He could turn into something. He's 25, so he still got time to turn into something, but he got the nice framework. They still, you know, looking at the options or whatever, like the damn owner of the team has came out and said that we aware that, you know, Harden and Westbrook want to get traded or whatever, but until somebody come with like the right offer to kind of like blow us away or whatever, we not trading them, and we okay with things getting really uncomfortable around here. I.e. making them niggas still come and play.
Be right.
But now I ain't got no problem with Russ because I know Russ will still come and play. Russ will still come and play. He'll be in shape. Nigga, I think Harden might just say fuck it and just live in the strip clubs down there in Texas and then show up fat. You would hope he wouldn't do that because he gonna fuck himself up. But who knows, man? Because Harden trying to go to Brooklyn. They trying to form an even bigger super team in Brooklyn with him, Kyrie, and KD. But ain't nobody really. It's nobody that Brooklyn can give them. There's nobody in Brooklyn can give them that would make it make any sense. I don't care how many draft picks you give them or what, because in the NBA, you can't trade back-to-back first round draft picks in consecutive years. So it's just like, you can't even say, give me like your next like 5 years of draft picks. You can't even do nothing like that. It got to be broken up. As far as Westbrook, I've heard talks of Westbrook going to Charlotte, which them trading Westbrook to the Charlotte Hornets, which I ain't got no problem with that because I don't even know how they would do this, which they probably won't, but I would like for them to see if they get LaMelo Ball back. LaMelo Ball and maybe like a couple of future draft picks. Because I think LaMelo Ball going to be a motherfucking beast, man.
Is his other brother playing yet?
We're talking about Lonzo? Or you talking about LiAngelo?
Wait a minute. Wait, Alonzo on the Pelicans, ain't he?
First of all, it ain't Alonzo. It's Lonzo. Get it right.
I don't give a...
See?
The
see,
dude be out here rapping.
Put some... Put, nigga, you be rapping. What you mean? Hey, you said it like it was a bad thing.
Oh no, I ain't know. You know, man, you know how black people are. Well, we should be saying the name. His name could be Alonzo, like some chick named Alexis, but you call it Alexis or whatnot.
Well, according to his father, that's his name.
Is Lonzo? Mm-hmm. That's it. No, Alonzo. Like,
hey,
I can't call this motherfucker Al.
What's up? What's up, dog? What's up, dog? You mad? Talk to me. This seems like it's really bothering you.
It is bothering me because I thought this name was Alonzo. I thought that was his government name. Right, nah, Alonzo, I thought Alonzo was a nickname. I thought that was all a street name. Got, I guess Zoe is his street name.
All of them got names that start with L. So it's Lonzo, who's the oldest with the Pelicans. It's LiAngelo, the one who is no longer in the league. I think he may have had a cup of coffee in the league. He might be in the G League now, or maybe playing overseas. Then you got LaMelo, who's the youngest, who really looks like he might be the best out of all of them.
When did he come to the NBA? I guess I missed that.
LaMelo just got drafted. He just got drafted Thursday, okay. I think. Wednesday or Thursday.
I think that's who I was thinking of. Then you said his name. It kind of threw me off.
Yeah. But like, LaMelo. I think LaMelo gonna be a beast, man. LaMelo, I ain't, this might be blasphemous, but LaMelo, if he picks up some weight, he can be like that LeBron kind of build. Cause dude like 6'7", 6'8", and he a motherfucking point guard. Like he literally has been running point guard. He was overseas in Austria or Australia, whichever one that was or whatever. And he was like over there, like running with grown men, and he was running point. That damn big. So that's that's kind of scary. I mean, like I said, but either which that ain't realistic that anybody's gonna probably trade, that the Hornets are gonna trade LaMelo in return for like Westbrook or whatever, especially you took them number three overall. But there are still some other players on the Hornets who I wouldn't mind having like Malik Monk. You know, there's a couple of other guys on there who I wouldn't mind having. Now, I really would like for him to get traded to the Knicks, Westbrook, because I know that the Knicks are stupid, and the Knicks will just be like, Russell Westbrook is still a star, quote unquote, even though, let's be honest, he at the tail end of his career. He got maybe like one or two more serviceable seasons in there before he probably just get hurt. Because he's still playing that aggressive style that he played back when he first came into the league. But I hope that like they trade him with the Knicks or whatever, because the Knicks got like about like five players who I would not mind having back. And I could see them trade all five of the motherfuckers because Westbrook has that huge ass contract, so they don't have to trade multiple players to kind of like offset that for the Rockets.
Man.
But yeah, man. So yeah, you ask what's happening in Houston, nigga. That's what's happening. I've heard a couple people float out there that the reason why Westbrook and James want to leave is because the owner is Tillman Fertitta. He is a big notorious Trump supporter, and that may be the reason why Westbrook want to leave. James don't give a fuck, man. James showed up to the damn NBA bubble with one of them Blue Lives Matter flag mask on. And then motherfuckers was like, James, what the fuck is you doing? And James was like, look, man, they said I had to wear a mask, so I just picked up the first mask I could find.
Oh, that's the mask you got laying around?
Right. Nigga, I'm like, see? Nigga, you tried it.
I hope he gave you what he wanted. or whatever.
I hope he get what he want to, and I hope he don't shoot himself in the foot and be unprofessional. Hopefully his agent is like in his ear and talking to him and like, look, dude, don't fuck up your money. Don't fuck up your future money acting like an asshole. Donovan Mitchell, the Jazz about to sign Donovan Mitchell to a max contract extension. So he gonna be in Utah for a while.
Damn.
Yes, sir. I don't think it's anything else in sports. I ain't really been keeping up with football.
Still. I think they 9-0 right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think Cam might have had his last game was probably like a good game, or maybe it was just the fact that the Patriots won. So I'm enjoying Cam not getting shit on for at least a week.
Till he throw that, man.
But I don't know what they was expecting they was gonna get, dude. I'm like, Cam still ain't right from getting injured. He should have just set out this year. But I know that's easier said than done.
He probably can't sit in there. I know it's hard to sit at home being an athlete like that. Like, dang, man, I should be out there.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he probably rushing himself.
Yeah. So hopefully, man, I don't know. Hopefully Cam get through that, man. I think that's it. You got anything else for sports?
Nah, not for sports. That we covered. All right.
Well, let's go on here and move.
UFC and shit like that.
All right. Let's go ahead and move on to film and TV. You been watching anything?
And I've been watching Hanging with Mr. Cooper. I think I didn't caught up on most of my shows. I caught up on The Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing really at home.
Man, you mentioned Hank with Mr. Cooper. That's funny because I was telling my wife the other night because I was like, man, you know what old show I found does not hold up well, and it's like on like it's almost like on Full House, you know, kind of territory with me where I'm like nah nigga this apparently this shit was never good.
Step by step, or
nah, motherfucker, man, now, again, this me saying this. So if y'all want to direct some hate at anybody, direct it at me, nigga. Motherfucker, Family Matters, dog. That shit did not hold up.
Really?
That shit did not hold up to me, dog. Or maybe I'm looking back and I'm like, maybe I just really never liked the show. I just used to watch it because we had many choices back then.
It didn't hold up because I went through the whole season, like the last two seasons.
When they switched out them Harriets.
When they switched out the Harriet, that was the last season. I didn't know she was only on there for four episodes.
But even then, though, man, it just kind of like before then, it was just kind of like the Steve Urkel show. And it was just kind of like, it was like, all right, man, like, man, Urkel was annoying, dog.
On every episode, fucking up.
I just found him to be annoying or whatever. And even after, what was that chick who he, because he finally got a woman of his own, what was her name? Myra?
Yeah.
And it was just like, dude, and now this might be the adult coming out of me. Look, I'm probably looking at childhood shows through adult eyes now. But I'm like, dude, Myra way better than Laura. Why the fuck you still chasing after Laura? Ugly ass. Because Laura was not cute, dog. At all. I don't care what y'all niggas say. Y'all niggas was just young and horny. She wasn't cute. It was plenty of other women on TV who I would put above Laura Winslow. Respectfully.
She was just... Laura was bait. Her friends was dope.
Nigga, Maxine was way better than Laura. Way better. Nigga, I would have knocked down Aunt Rachel before I knocked down Laura.
And you had Myra. Myra, she was busty. She was like 30 years old on that show.
Man, I'm like, dog, this shit don't make no sense to me. I'm like, what does this nigga see in her? But it's kind of like one of the things, I guess, like we talk about, like guys from like high school who still be chasing
chicks from high school, even though they don't look like they used to when they was in high school. You know what I mean?
They just got the memories.
Yeah, and they be like, man, it just sounds like one of the things where you still seeing her, and you just like, man, you were like you said, you remembering that them old times, and you just like, man, if I can just go, that'll be me knocking something off of my list. I don't want it though. If you busted now and I'm looking good, nope. Fuck you, bitch. You missed the train. Nope.
I'm so icy. Nope.
bitch, you damn near three. You damn near three bills now. What the fuck I want to do with you? And I ain't got nothing against big women. I love being a full figure woman, but not if you was like duffing me back in the day. Nah, I'm good.
You got four kids and no father.
I'm good. Oh. So now you want to fuck with me? Man, fuck you.
Tap dance on this. I think most people in high school that don't like, I guess you, just, I don't know, man. Some of their like mentalities is just weird. I'm like, it's like I said, you ain't fuck with you in high school. I ain't still fuck with you now. I'm like, shit, you know, 20 years later, I'd assume somebody would have made new friends by now. Ain't nobody hanging on to that shit.
A lot of these people still living in high school. A lot of these people still living in high school. They just a bunch of adults. They just a bunch of hurt kids running around masquerading as adults. Like, if y'all gonna get you some motherfucking therapy, man.
Like, oh, hey, I be seeing on the little page, the reunion page, and be like, oh, I ain't mess with this part. I'm like, I'm pretty sure the person got friends now. You don't even matter.
we do need to have a meeting of the mind style, because we didn't do the last one. Are we going to the reunion in a couple years?
We'll probably say yeah. Probably be like, man, I'm gonna see who all going. I'm sure I'm swole too. Like, yeah.
Man, hey, if you go, I'll go. Just so we can probably stand over in the corner and like laugh at people.
I'm like, dang, man, let's go look at the yearbook. Like, he was the man, homie.
What the fuck happened to you? I just want to see because
I ain't been in that school in like since I graduated, I think.
Yeah, I've been in that school since I left. I've had chances to go back, but I'm like, nope, 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 nope.
Nope. Yeah. Nope. I'll walk around and see what this motherfucker look like now. All the changes, because I ain't been out there in a minute.
Yeah. So I don't know. So all right. So we planning on going to the high school reunion, y'all. So hopefully y'all still listening in a couple of years, so we can give a live report from the high school reunion.
Hey, we be in this motherfucking building.
Oh shit! What's up? We talking about film and TV. All right, hold on. So, I started watching this new series. It's an FX original, but it's exclusive to Hulu. It's called A Teacher.
What's that about?
Man, it's about, so basically, man, it's first of all, it's a drama, but it's one of them rare dramas that's a half an hour, which I love half an hour dramas. I don't know why people don't do more half hour dramas. So it's about this teacher and this new teacher at this school. I forget what area it's in, what part of America it's in. And what's the chick name? My bad. Let me go. While I'm looking it up, I guess I'll keep going. So basically, she moves into the town, whatever. She's got a husband who they're trying to conceive. They're trying to go on ahead and conceive a kid. They've been having issues or whatever. They're doing like that in vitro fertilization and all that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she moves into town, whatever. Then she end up, man, this bitch, like, fall in love with like one of her students, man, like almost immediately. So it's currently on like episode 4. Again, it's on Hulu. It's A Teacher. Just go look that up. But this motherfucker like be, they be sending like text messages to each other. He at one point she was telling him like, hey, come meet me. And he left like he's gonna be babysitting like his little brothers. And he like left them at home. He called himself getting a babysitter, but apparently the babysitter didn't stay there the whole time. And one of his little brothers ended up burning themselves. So now his mom pissed off at him, and she just like, what the hell was you doing? Like, you were supposed to be watching him, and he like, well, I had to go make a run, and you know what I'm saying? So now his mom like, nigga, what the fuck is going on with you? And yeah, man, it's basically just dirtbaggery. The chick name is Kate Mara. She's been in other stuff. She's got one of those familiar faces. Like, she's been in other shit.
That ain't sound familiar.
She's been in like some other shit. I just don't know, but once you see her face, you gonna place her. But yeah, man, I find it to be, you know, real good. I like it. I think, not that I think, but I think it was based off of a movie. Yeah, it was based off a movie because, yep, I'm looking at it now. A Teacher. And this movie came, it's on Hulu too. This movie came out in 2013. And basically, you know what I'm saying? Same thing or whatever, like, you know, a young high school teacher engages in a passionate secret affair with one of her students, and then she just keep on getting deeper and deeper involved and stuff like that.
This is a chick that was in that Fantastic Four movie.
That was her?
Yeah.
All right. I knew she looked familiar.
I think she an Iron Man. Yeah, she an Iron Man too.
Damn. And then what else am I watching? Some new shit I'm watching. I'm getting caught up on Grey's Anatomy. Yeah, man, motherfucking Meredith. She apparently she may or may not be dead. I don't know. They keep on having her like go and meet up with like Patrick Dempsey's character, which he been dead. So she keep on floating. She keep on going in and out of consciousness. American Housewife is another thing that I've been watching. It stars that woman who was from Eastbound and Down, who was Kenny Powell's main love interest on the show.
That fat chick?
Yeah, dude, she done got bigger, dog.
Now, she looks CGI'd on this show.
Nigga, I don't know. She weren't, nigga, man. I don't know, dude. I think
this she really don't hurt. Look like fat. Like real, like it don't look right. Like she don't look like she's supposed to be, but like she wants to suit or something.
Yeah, I was gonna say maybe she got some prosthetics. But if you look at her face is like you could put prosthetics on the face too. But like her face is chunky.
Cause I was looking, I was like, you don't even look like you're supposed to be like.
I'm probably about to jump off that show because I hate it when they do this. They replace one of the kids with somebody else, and I'm like, I don't like this new kid. Bring back the original Anna Cat.
See, I only caught this show because I forgot to turn the Goldbergs off, and that show had came on. I was like, what in the fuck is this shit?
Holly Robinson Pete is actually going to be joining the show. I think she's going to be joining it this week because the original black friend who was on there, she left the show because she was like, yeah, they racist and it's a hostile work environment and I'm leaving. So they got Holly Robinson Pete on there to replace her. I think I'll check out that new Animaniacs that came on Hulu.
Now, they dropped the full episodes, or is it just like every week type of shit?
From what I'm looking at, dog, they dropped the whole season.
Oh, okay.
It's 13 episodes. Yeah, they dropped the whole season. So I'm gonna check that out. I'm hoping that they still got like the same voice actors. But we'll see.
It sounds like it. Could get framed, but.
Okay. And I watched that. Like I said, I watched the Tekashi 6ix9ine documentary. Don't ask me what the name of it is. Just go on to Hulu and type in 6ix9ine, and it should come up. Matter of fact, I guess I could do that right now. Yeah, 6ix9ine, The Saga of Daniel Hernandez. It's a Hulu original. I just go ahead and say this, man. They ain't really saying nothing that we ain't already know, that 6ix9ine wasn't really about that street life or whatever. He was just like a kid from, like, you know, from just a regular household and stuff like that. And he just, man, he took that, he got consumed with like that internet troll shit. Like, because he was just like, I want to be famous. How can I be famous? I got to go ahead and keep on doing controversial shit, you know, controversy. And, you know, walking around with the damn shirts that say HIV on them, or the shirts that just say pussy on them, and then on the back and say eat or 6ix9ine. And, you know, things like that or whatever. Then that's what led to like the tattoos on his face and all this stuff. They go into that. They go into like his early years. They go into like the original beginnings of Treyway. Before, which was Treyway was just a record label, it wasn't even a gang at this point. And this was before Shoddy had got involved in everything. And then they talk about how when Shoddy got involved, he basically pushed the label people out, the original label people out. And he was just like, nigga, I fuck with 6ix9ine now. And then that's when you saw 6ix9ine kind of like really like morph or whatever, because he's like, nigga, I got these motherfucking bloods behind me. And you see like people who knew him before then, and they just like, nigga, what the fuck? Like Dan, like Danny, like that's little Danny who we used to rap with. Like this nigga done went full of fuck.
Danny Hernandez, motherfuckers sound like a dude, sound like a special.
And then he like the dude who did the documentary, like, man, it was several times he got chased off of they block, because apparently Daniel 6ix9ine's people still live on that same block. And you know, it started off, they were trying to interview somebody outside, and they was like, hey, do you remember Daniel Hernandez, like before he became 6ix9ine? And dude was like, yeah, I remember him. And he was about to start talking about him, and then 6ix9ine's cousin or brother or somebody came outside and would start cussing dude out. It was like, man, get the fuck out of here. Like, and his mama yelling down like, are they talking about Danny? Tell them motherfuckers get the fuck out of here.
Dang.
Dude tried his best to not make it just like a hit piece. Just a hit piece on him. He was just like, you know what, he just a young dude, like, and he just got trapped into them. He went into the trappings of fame, and he just got lost in the sauce, like a lot of people do. Because it's just like, man, that fame is a drug, man. So check that out. He said he tried to get an interview with 6ix9ine, but 6ix9ine and his people was like, nah, fuck that. So what else on that? I think that might be it. Did I see anything else? Thinking. I started watching The Good Lord Bird on Showtime. Which is about John Brown, and, you know, him helping free like slaves and stuff like that or whatever. I think they call him like abolitionist is the term they use. Played by Ethan Hawke. So, you know, so far so good. I'm like on episode 2, so I ain't really that far into it. Yeah, man, I think that's it for me for film and TV.
Yeah, ain't nothing else. Y'all know Wonder Woman dropping on HBO Max December 25th.
So they're not even gonna even bother with putting it in the movies.
Oh, it's gonna be both. And I think it's only gonna be on HBO Max for a limited time. So everybody gonna watch this. So I'm watching as soon as it drops. I ain't doing shit else on the 25th. We all pretty much locked in, right?
I'm saying, nigga, ain't that Christmas Day? You ain't gonna be like opening up gifts with the family and shit.
Man, look, y'all, they don't need me to open it. I'm being
see what see. You watch your water. Thanks, Dad. Nigga, they don't need me there. They don't want to open up gifts. Shit, I know what the fuck I got them. Go ahead and say it, nigga.
Yeah, I think we'll get the movie. Hey, but
hey, dog. All right, well, I'll make sure that I watch it. That
I'll try to watch it before we have that episode, record the episode there to make sure we can talk about it. When are they going to drop some MCU shows on Disney Plus?
Yeah, I don't know. They keep talking about it. They ain't dropping. I'm tired of hearing about them. I just want to see them now.
You get upset?
Hell yeah. Like, oh, WandaVision and this and that. And blah, 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 blah. Man, just play the damn episode. Just drop them already. Mandalorian been on this motherfucker twice.
You get spicy like Gucci, babe, man. Nigga, just go ahead and do your song. Don't say shit else to me.
Right. Drop him. Where Winter Soldier at? We know the Mandalorian almost over. Is it 4 more episodes? Like, come on. Like, how you gonna have a show overlap everything else?
That's funny, man.
Robert England supposed to be on Stranger Things new season.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna try to get into Stranger Things again, man. You know, like the sci-fi kind of like thing, horror things ain't really my thing, but I'm gonna try it again.
Like drama though, that's more like the first season. It's like a mixture of both. But it's more so drama, crime, mystery than anything with some kids back in the 80s where you ain't got no cell phones, no nothing. Mm-hmm. None of that new technology. You got to communicate and other, like, you got to meet up and shit. It just kind of reminds me of, like, one of the Goonies and whatnot.
Yeah, I'm going to try to fuck with it again and see what happens. Exactly. Like my first time. I'm trying. I don't think, I feel like even made out the first season, though.
Dang.
It just don't really hold me, but I'm gonna try one last time.
You ever finish Lovecraft?
Nigga. I think I like 2 more episodes in that. And what's really why I'm probably gonna end up doing though, honestly, next week, I'm gonna try and make myself do it. I'm gonna sit down and then just watch the entire first season all together. Because it's been so long since I watched it. If I try and watch them last 2 episodes, I'm still not gonna understand what's going on because I done forgot everything that happened before.
Yeah, I feel that.
So I'm gonna go ahead and give. Hey, man, I used to get so bad watching Lil' Crap. I'm like, nigga, I gotta sit here and actually pay attention.
Yeah.
I don't watch TV like that no more, dog. You know, I be at my phone in my hand, I be doing other shit.
Somebody done said something, I'm like, damn, now I gotta rewind this shit. You know, Fresh Prince Reunion is on HBO Max. I watched that.
Yeah. Now, how did that go? Because they had the original Aunt Viv owner or whatever, and I heard that, like, you know, her and, you know, she got a chance to finally speak her piece on how she felt about Will.
So watching that stuff, it made me realize, like, the beef is kind of draining. Like, you know, you just gotta sit and talk. Like, you can't be mad no more. They've been mad at each other for 30 some years. You know, Will admitted they said some things, but you know, it's some stuff that people be going through. You don't know what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of bring it on the set with them. And then contract stuff, it came up with her and something she didn't want to do, so they replaced her.
But that's the thing, though. I think that's something you learn with, like, time or whatever and stuff like that. Like you said, like, people got stuff going on, but how is the other person supposed to know? And it's like all of us got something going on. And that's where, like, the older you get, the more you value and realize how important communication is.
Right.
And it's just like, it's just like, damn, dog, we've been beefing all this damn time where we could have just had like a conversation and got this over with.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's just for whatever reason, people are like, it, man, it's even adults, man. People are like anti-conversation, having like a sit down. And I don't know if it's because people are like, nah, man, like, because I don't know if it's because of a confrontational thing, because I have heard a lot of people say, like, nah, man, because I don't know what kind of mood they're going to be in or, you know, what kind of bad they're going to come out of me on. And if they come at me wrong, then I'm going to come at them, you know, the same way.
But it's just kind of like, dude, like, you know, like we talked about at the beginning of the show, be like young Jeezy, I guess, or be Jeezy, because he ain't young no more. Be like Jeezy. And, you know what I'm saying? Just be like, you know, just keep your cool or whatever, like, because ultimately you are the one who's in control of your emotions, not the other person.
Right.
So, you know, we just got to, like, keep that, man, but because just a little bit of understanding will solve a whole bunch of things. And even if y'all don't, even if y'all don't technically agree or whatever, it can just be like, you know what? Okay. It can be like, okay. And y'all can still walk away from it like, yeah, fuck that nigga. But at least you understand where he coming from.
Ain't nobody no mind reader.
Right. Yeah, so you can't get mad at them or whatever. That's just, you know, hey man, don't, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it. That's some stuff that women do because they be expecting for you to read their mind. And then be like, and then when you ask them what's wrong, they be what they normally say be.
You know what's wrong.
Or what else they hit you with that nothing, ain't nothing wrong.
And then you say like one thing, thinking everything cool, and then they come spill their guts out. I'm like, oh Lord.
Nigga.
I knew someone's wrong. Hey, this is one too.
Man, my,
you listen? I'm like, no.
Hey man, my motherfucking ignorant ass. I be getting mad. I'm like, I just fucking asked you if anything was wrong with you, and you said nothing. So I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear that shit now.
Right. I already asked you. I ain't supposed to know. No, I don't know. I guess I did something. Shit. Tell me.
It's like clearly I did something, but have you ever thought about the fact that maybe I don't know? Like everybody ain't playing dumb with you, Slim. Maybe I just don't understand what I did wrong. That's possible too. But I digress. And again, send the hate mail to me.
I might get a new email address and sign up for whatchamacallit, WWE Network, because see what this farewell for the Undertaker going to be like.
You trying to get that free week.
Nigga,
I hope you ain't using the same card. Cause if you use the same card to put on file for the free trial and everything or whatever, they might be like, nope, we got this card on file. Nice try.
Watch this, see what this farewell is gonna be about, and then cancel that bug. His world has been whacked. From what I can see on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Man. Yeah. Yeah, man. So I guess that was film and TV. I'll knock out my throwback of the week. My throwback of the week, in honor of them squashing their beef, man, of course, is going to be So Icy. The song. Like Jasmine said, the song that started all this shit and all these niggas was doing was just arguing. Was arguing with each other over whose song it was.
Crazy how a song led to one person who wanted it so bad they put a $10,000 hit on him.
Man, it was like they was arguing over whose song it was, and then I think what really kind of like, because they supposedly had quote unquote squashed like their issues, because these niggas had squashed their issues before. Like, let's not get it twisted. But then like Gucci was performing somewhere, and it was still like an early Gucci's career, and he was like, man, you know, come on out, man, come on, do the So Icy thing with me. And just like we talked about, nobody knows what you thinking and what you got going on unless you explain it to them. Jeezy just didn't show up, and he just stopped like returning Gucci calls and everything. Come to find out, Jeezy had to have throat surgery. Not even Def Jam knew at the time that he was having throat surgery. But again, that's why you need to go on ahead and be a goddamn adult and be like, hey man, check this out, player. I gotta have some motherfucking throat surgery, you know. Young,
Yeah. You know, you need to go ahead and let people know that shit. And you know, and you know, you know, Gucci Man would have got on like, oh, I got the Biggie voice. Hello. You know, I understand, man. You know, it's on icy CEO. You know, I'm a fool with the snow. But it's like we do need to realize that though. It's kind of like, who would have thought that something that small would have sparked off some shit like this? But that's why you gotta be careful. That's why you gotta like understand or whatever, because man, all the shit we do in life ain't nothing but like pivotal. It's a series of pivotal moments. You can go one way or you can go the other, and it can be something that's so benign, but now you look at it and you basically got one of your friends killed over some bullshit.
Mm-hmm. And that's not Gucci, folks.
No, Gucci was defending himself. That's why I'm like, everybody mad at Gucci. I'm like, nigga, Gucci can stay with this shit as long as he want to. Motherfuckers came and tried to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, look, man, maybe y'all motherfuckers ain't never had a hit put out on y'all, or at least somebody say, I'm gonna have you killed. That's some scary shit.
Stay strapped.
Nigga, I had a chick say she was gonna have me killed because I started joning on her. Cause I said that she was making fun of me because we was at a day party down in Del Mar in the loop at the moon rise on that the rooftop. Dog. Hey dog. She said she was making fun of me because I was wearing a tie. Cause you know me, you know, I be trying to get fresh every now and then. So I had like my little tie with like my little quarter zip sweater or whatever. You know, I think I'm looking fly and shit like that. This chick kept talking shit about me wearing a motherfucking tie, and I was trying to play that shit off, but she was a ghetto chick, and she just kept on getting louder and louder about it. Like, I just don't understand why this nigga wearing a tie. Like, what the fuck? Who does that shit? So I calmly just said to him, like, you know what? Your father probably wore ties, but you never met him.
Ooh, yeah, she's about to kill you.
Nigga, she stopped. She just totally stopped, and she looked at me. And she just said, nigga, I'm gonna have you killed. And then she just left the party.
Was you scared?
I was scared. Nigga, fuck yeah, I was scared. Nigga, I was looking over my shoulder for at least 2 months.
I'd have ran out. Like, did she know where I live for real? For real?
At least 2 months, because I was because of course I didn't know her before all this or whatever. Like, we was just there for like, you know, we had like mutual friends and shit like that. And yeah, I was asking like my mutual friends, I'm like, hey man, what's up with her girl? Like, oh yeah, she real hot about this shit. Like, yeah, and she got like, you know, plenty of hood niggas who she fuck with or related to. So yeah, I watch my back if I was you. I'm like, damn, y'all niggas ain't gonna try and smooth it over and tell her she was wrong.
Right.
I'm like, all right. I guess I gotta watch my back now. but at the same time, if I ran into that woman now, years later, because this was even before I even had my son, so that just lets you know how long ago that shit was.
Damn.
Right. So if I like his mom wasn't even pregnant with him. So if I think about that, and then I'm like, you know what? I don't know how that, I mean, obviously that hurt that girl's feelings, because maybe she had some issues with her dad or something like that or whatever, and I just immediately struck a nerve. But, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, can I be mad at her if she see me and be like, yeah, you that motherfucker who I said I was gonna have killed? I mean, I can't be like, bitch, you should have been over that shit. Nah, because, you know, people get over everything in their own time. So yeah. Alright. You got any throwback shows or movies of the week, sir?
No throwbacks.
Alright. Well, I guess we gonna put a bow on this shit then, dog.
Wrap it up, put it under your radio tree.
Yeah, but we got y'all damn near 2 hours, so be happy. Yeah, man. Go ahead. You know what time it is, nigga. Go ahead and do your shout out.
I have to throw some shots at, man, y'all seen it. Y'all know what it is. Hey, don't be wrapped up in these people's beefs, because, like I said before, they're going to fix it. And then now you're going to be beefing over some shit they was in. Don't get mixed up with the bullshit.
Hey, man.
I let people beef it out. I'm like, nope.
I saw a couple people get cut. I saw a couple people cuss people out that night, dog. And I'm like, is it that serious? All they doing is just saying that they don't agree with what you posted. And everybody fucking expert about this beef, because I guess all of us have heard about it all these years. So motherfuckers like, nah, y'all don't understand. Like, nah, y'all know you wasn't there. Nigga, you wasn't there.
Either one of us was word of mouth. I'm not about to get wrapped up in some stuff that two people I don't even know.
Dude, I don't even get wrapped up in shit when it is motherfuckers I know. Unless I see that shit getting out of hand, like somebody might get hurt, then I'd be like, hey, man, hey, come on, man. Let's chill this shit out.
Right. You're like, hey, that's a real killer right there. You better stop him. Save him.
Yeah, man. Nigga, fuck all that. I'm like, nah, man. But, man, y'all just be peaceful, man. Just y'all falling out over dumb shit, like B said. Yeah, I guess my shout outs just echo that, man. Just be safe, man. Just, man, look, man. The rap game easy, dog. So just, why y'all overcomplicating it, man? Just go and just take. It's music. It's entertainment. You ain't got to listen to this shit and then catch feelings for whatever reason. So just let it go. That's all I'm going to say.
Let it go. All
right, man. All right, y'all. This has been Uptown E&T, man. We'll holler at y'all next week. Deuces.
Later.